Scott Jensen, Executive Director of Secondary Operations. Welcome.
Good morning.
You think that's the case? The coaches bribed them this morning?
Either that or they knew Mr. Earlywine was bringing donuts.
Yeah.
It could be one of those, too. I'm not sure.
Nobody dug into the donuts yet, huh?
Could be.
Nobody did. Okay.
Excuse me. The box is right here. I'll just reach right over.
Our teachers are working hard today. No students, but our teachers are working on professional development and give these kids a lot of credit for coming up and being part of the show today. So we appreciate them.
Yeah, thank you to all the students who are with us. Hudson, Titus, Jackson, Emma, and Ansley all coming in this morning. So with that, we're going to bring Matt Berg in. He is Fremont High business teacher and department chair and also the varsity golf coach. And nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I told them they wouldn't have to practice today. I just didn't tell them that the golf club was closed for air vacation.
So. I saw that. I got that notification. Yeah. So you'll have to go elsewhere and play, right?
Yeah, I think they're actually a few of them are heading to North Bend to play today since no school. And
oh, sure. You got a great day, too. So yeah. How's it been going so far? How's the season going?
Good. I think it's going really well. We have some experience. You know, the two returning state qualifiers with me this morning, but not a whole lot of experience behind them. So it's been a learning process, but they've been improving every meet. Last meet out, we had our lowest score yet. So keep trending in that direction. We'll be in good shape.
Yeah, yeah. How about how many girls tried out this year?
We have 12 girls on the team this year, which is our max number that we can carry.
Okay.
So yeah, it's good. Good turnout, just a lot of new faces to teach them the ropes.
All right. So how many meets have you had so far?
Three, four? Five meets.
Five, now. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And last one, you said you scored the lowest. What was that meet?
Yeah, so that was the Grand Island invite. So we were out in Grand Island on Friday last week, and we shot a 389. I think we were somewhere around seventh, I think, place to the team. So that was good finish for us. Ansley got, was it sixth? Sixth
okay.
place individually, so and Emma just missed a medal by a few shots, so it's a good tournament for us.
Yeah, if you can get under 400.
That's, with this group, with the experience that we have, that's a good score for us. That's usually our goal.
Yeah. What do you, I guess, as the coach, which area do you concentrate on? Is it the short game mostly?
Yeah, it's short game, and they want to go to the range and hit driver. That's their favorite, but the short game is where you're going to score and improve those. Improve those scores, but that's the least favorite to work on for most of them.
Coach, maybe talk about some of the other girls who are making them moving up and starting to play and be a little more consistent.
Yeah, so some girls that have been JV players for us and just kind of making that move to varsity this year. Mara Huss has played varsity in every meet so far. Haley Bates has had some good meets. She's kind of up and down, but has had some good scores for us. Zoe Callio is a senior that has had some health issues. Hasn't allowed her to compete in every meet, but she's been there competing and playing. So just a few of the girls that are out there.
Yeah, good deal. Well, let's bring Emma over. We'll let Emma talk first. I know she's really
excited this morning.
Yeah, pull that a little bit closer there. There you go. So how has your game been going so far this year?
It's been okay. I've improved every meet, so I mean that's a trend in the right direction.
Yeah, so what's your favorite club in the bag?
My favorite club?
Yeah, yeah. Which one do you like to hit the most?
Pitching wedge.
Pitching wedge. Ah. So how far can you hit your pitching wedge?
Like 80 to 100 yards. It's like the range.
That's right with me because I'd rather hit a 9. I think my 9 is right on 100 and then pitching wedge in from there. So have you mastered the spinning the ball back thing yet?
Nope.
Me neither. Has your dad?
No, I'm better than him. So.
There we go. That's what I figured. Mm-hmm. I figured you're probably a little better than him.
Yep.
He tends to slice a lot, probably.
Yeah. Like trees, opposite fairways.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It might be a bit quiet at the dinner table tonight.
As far as the tournaments go so far this year, did you play well early, or are you just starting to pick it up or play a little bit better as we go here?
My first meet was a little rough, but in Grand Island on Friday, I shot 87.
Nice.
Which is a few off of, like, my meet record or, like, my meet personal best, so.
Yeah, that's good. That is. That's you'd probably beat me at Grand Island shooting that. So, no, that's nice. What kind of clubs do you play? Do you have a certain set that you use throughout the year?
Yeah, I have a Callaway set.
Okay. All right. Did you get them measured for you, or does Dad just said, here they are?
Nope, they were fitted for me, so.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So any kind of particular ball you use, a Callaway then or not?
No, we have Titleist Tiger balls.
Ah, there we go. I like it. All right. Well, congratulations so far. Let's hope it gets better as the season goes, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ansley Gieselman, welcome. Nice to have you here this morning. So when I hear your scores, I don't. It's not the person that I see scoring those scores, because you are hitting the ball quite a ways for your body size and everything.
Yeah. you know, this offseason I really gained like 40 yards in distance off drivers. So that's
what was the difference?
I think just strength and conditioning and then gaining speed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and as we see on TV, it's not always the big guy that hits the long drive, right? Uh-huh. Or the gal. It's any as long as you can master the technique, you should be okay, right?
Yeah.
So which meet so far this year, where did you just feel it and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm on fire?
I'd say probably at the start of the Grand Island meet, I was 200 through 3, and then went downhill. But probably the first meet, I was pretty consistent at the first meet.
Do you have a strategy? I mean, if you have a bad hole, can you forget it pretty much and move on?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't think there's really a strategy. Just trying to, like, stay consistent every hole.
Best part of your game would be?
Typically, I'd say short game, but this year, probably off the tee.
Okay. Did you get a new driver? Or
no.
No? Just feeling stronger and can hit it further, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting, man, my putting game was not good. We had a best ball tournament on Friday at the Chamber, so I let everybody else hit the putts. How about your putting game?
I wish I could say it's good. That's probably something I'm lacking in this year.
Okay.
Putting. That's where I'm losing some strokes out there.
How much time do you guys spend out there practicing every day?
Probably like an hour and a half or so.
Okay. So do you focus on one area? The coach have you hitting mid irons, or does he have, okay, we're going to do putting today?
Yeah, we have certain like drills we do and focuses on that day.
Yeah. Feeling pretty good about the team so far this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's got to be a blast. You've had great weather and everything.
Yeah, it's been good conditions pretty much every meet. So.
Well, congratulations so far, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Ansley Gieselman, a golfer here for Fremont High. That's going to take us right over to football and Coach Lee Jennings. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Looks like you've been getting plenty of sun, so you've been out there on the field quite a bit this year, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been warm. We've been going since August 1st, so plenty of sun and plenty of heat.
Yeah. Probably not the result you wanted so far this year, but plenty of opportunities left for this year, right?
Yeah, we've had a tough schedule, and we knew coming in when it came out in February, we knew it was going to be a kind of a grind, and our kids have performed well. We've come up short a little bit here in the last few games, but we still have a lot of opportunity ahead of us, still a lot of the season and schedule ahead of us, and we're looking forward to it.
Maybe just talk about how many kids went out this year, and when you started in the summer, those numbers, and just seeing that number of kids out there.
Yeah, our numbers are up a little bit this year compared probably to from the last 5 years. We started with about 75 kids, 75 to 80, and throughout the whole summer, we had a really good year of strength and conditioning, probably the most kids that we've seen in the gym, in the weight room, and on the field doing some field work. But we stayed consistent. I think by the time August 1st got here and we started our season, we were right at 74. So
yeah, that's a good number.
We're really pleased with our numbers.
Yeah. Maybe just talk a little bit. Do you have to adjust as you see who's coming back, adjust your offense or your defense?
We try to keep everything in our system. We're not going to be stubborn enough to know if, you know, we have a skill set that we can adjust to, and we will do that. And I think our quarterback's a little bit of a prime example of that this year. We had a kid the last couple of years with Carter Sintek that threw the ball really well, and so we kind of mirrored our offense off of that and off of his skill set. Hudson's more of a dual threat type of kid that is going to be able to give us another option when and running the ball, and so he can throw the ball and run the ball and makes it tough on defenses to defend both.
Yeah, for sure. Strength of your offense would be?
I think it's probably our offensive line. And
I can see Hudson Titus behind you going, hello, hey.
Yeah, we have some key guys back this year, and we're a little bit banged up right now. It's been a little bit of a grind, but I was telling Mr. Jensen on the way in, or talking to him and visiting with him, we have five teams on our schedule right now that are in the top 10, and so we're a little bit banged up here and there, but I think our offensive line has really held things together and done a good job. And those guys not only are playing offense, but they're playing defense too.
Yeah.
And so they're playing both ways.
Yeah, strength of the defense then probably be line also, line play?
It's going to transition over to that. And we have a solid linebacking crew who, again, we're a little bit banged up there, but those guys up front, our front seven, we're happy with their play so far. And in the secondary, we're continuing to learn and get better every game.
So I was looking at the schedule. Now I forgot. Who is it this week?
We have Lincoln Northeast.
Lincoln, yeah, Northeast. So what do they bring?
They'll be a team that is a little bit like us. I think their numbers are probably down a little bit. We've had them on our schedule probably for the last 4 or 5 years and have some success against them. But every year is a new team, right? And so we're preparing for their best. They have very good skill athletes. I think up front we match up with them well. They're gonna have a new coach this year, and he's gonna have them ready to go.
Good deal. Well, good luck the rest of the way this year. We'll talk to some of the players here, get Hudson Cunnings over here. And first game of the year, quarterback. How'd it go for you? Were you feeling it?
Oh, yeah, it went pretty good for not really playing quarterback the past 2 years. I think I just kind of got a grip on it throughout the summer, learned all the plays and stuff.
Favorite play to call?
Oh, 60 dice. Backside missile with Jackson Siza. You
know. So maybe for our listeners, maybe just describe what happens on that play.
So I'll get the ball from the center. It's a three-step drop. I'll look to the right just to, you know, shake off the safety. Look back left. Siza will be going deep.
Nice. Through the middle. Nice. Yeah. He's looking. He's like, oh, I hope I catch it.
Yeah.
How about running play? What would be your favorite running play to call?
I really like the 14, 15 counters, just a little step left, back to the right. Then I have my guard pulling.
Coming across and smacking that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little bit different when you're the quarterback. Man, you're touching the ball every play, but you're kind of in control of it, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Very good. Any kind of, I suppose we better not talk trick plays, right? On the
you got to keep that on the DL.
Yeah, keep that on the down. Yeah, yeah. Defensive side, where are you playing on the defensive side?
Yeah, I start at Will linebacker.
Okay, so you like it when they run the ball then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that too. I used to play linebacker many years ago, so I'm not going to brag about me. But so have you had any big hits in there, I guess, on the defensive side?
Yeah.
So far this year?
Yeah, when I'm in there, I sometimes get a little break from playing both ways, but when I'm in there, I do a little bit.
Nice, nice. Well, good luck the rest of the way. We hope that everything goes well as you guys take Northeast on this week.
Yeah, thank you.
Titus Richardson, stepping up to the mic here this morning. Let's see, so far this year, not the result you want, but can you feel like some things are happening that are going to make it better?
Yeah, definitely. Just at practice, like how everyone's acting and just everyone's effort at practice. And
yeah,
we're not dead yet.
So. Offensive line wise, I mean, you've got to be very cohesive. You guys really, you feel like you're playing together?
Yeah, we've had a lot of injuries and a lot of moving around. I started at guard, then they moved me to center. Then our left tackle got hurt and just a lot of injuries and like subbing new kids in. But I think we can compete with anyone on the offensive line.
Good. Good deal. Your favorite play that's called?
I mean, I say QB draw.
QB draw?
I kind of like just taking my guy up field.
Take him straight up field. Yeah.
And I guess see Hudson run and score.
So. There you go. Yeah. Has that happened on that play this year?
I think Hudson had like a 70-yard run.
I was going to say, he had a long run.
So, yeah. I trust the the ball. I trust Hudson with the ball any day. So
I know over the summer you went to a lot of camps, and did you learn, maybe talk a little bit about learning technique over the summer.
I mean, I got to see how, like, colleges want you to play and, like, the technique they want you to use and just how college coaches coach. And I think our coaches, like
knows what he's knows what he's doing, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that helped a lot going to camps and getting my name out there. So yeah.
Along the offensive line, which one do you like playing? Which position?
I like defensive line a lot more.
Okay.
I mean, I think I'm good at both, but I like defensive line a lot more. It's more fun, getting tackles. So yeah.
So you're looking? Are you looking to play, to go ahead and play later on?
Yeah, so I committed to Wayne State to play defensive line there. Nice. So, yeah, I'll be going to Wayne.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck the rest of the way. And hope you guys do some damage to Northeast coming up here on Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Jackson Siza also with us this morning. Talk about the positions you're playing offensively and defensively this year.
On offense, I play wide receiver. And then on defense, I'm a cornerback and safety.
Okay. So you're a little bit faster than Titus on the 40.
Just a little bit.
Enough to stay away from him, probably.
Yeah.
Your favorite play to have called out there?
60 Dice.
And CC Dice would be?
60 Dice.
That same play that Hudson? Okay. Yeah. Do you guys look to coach on the sideline and go, hey, I think it'll work?
Yep, I do that all the time. They're like, not yet. We can't do it every play.
No, you can't. That's for sure. Probably key for you is also blocking downfield, isn't that?
Yeah.
Do you guys work on that in a lot in practice?
Yeah, when we do individual stuff, we start with blocking and try to stay with our guys, keep our hands inside, and take them upfield.
Yeah. Let's see, which side of the ball would be your favorite?
Well, Coach, sorry, I have to say offense. I like scoring touchdowns.
Well, yeah.
But I like both. Defense is great. Offense, score touchdowns.
If you're back there at cornerback, you can kind of see everything that's happening, can't you?
Yeah. Cornerback I like better because you can see the whole field. Safety, it's new to me. This year I was moved there. It's I get more tackles there. It's
right.
Help on the run more. But I'm there both.
It's definitely you can see everything happening on the field. Are you yelling out to people?
Yeah. One thing we need to work on is definitely communications. It gets loud. Kearney was really loud. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, that's for sure. For sure. Well, good luck the rest of the way. We appreciate you guys coming in on a day off. So we might even offer up one of our donuts.
Yeah. And we don't have to eat them.
Well, there's got to be one left.
One, yeah.
Or two.
Well, yes.
Did they already eat them, Kevin?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We got plenty left. Plenty left.
Thank you, Jackson. Kevin Earlywine, also with us, Executive Director of Fremont Public Schools Foundation. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Hey, Chris. Good to be here. Janet, good to see you.
What's going on with the foundation?
Well, you know, we're getting right in the middle now of our ice cream socials that we do. We go around every one of the buildings and treat the teachers and staff to ice cream with sprinkles. Always make sure we have
always
sprinkles.
With the sprinkles. All,
we even have sprinkles on our donuts today, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we go around and we thank the staff for all the work that they do for our kids throughout the year and thank them for supporting the foundation and the things that we're doing. And we invite them if they want to increase their giving a little bit, they can sure do that. We've got some golf shirts like we're wearing today and golf vests, some of the new vests and things that they can get if they want to increase their giving. So we will be doing those socials through September, even into October. We've got a couple to do.
Good deal. Good deal. I know the foundation are still working on computers. I know there's always fundraising that's going on for computers in all the different schools.
Yeah, right now, from a technology standpoint, we're doing pretty well with our technology. You know, we've helped in the past with that. We've raised over $160,000 for Chromebooks and over a $250,000 for iPads and $500,000 for the projectors in the classrooms. So we've done quite a bit in technology area. We have some plans for another major project coming up here, and we're going to hold off on releasing the announcement about that for a little longer until we get some things nailed down. It'll have some technology involved, but it's going to be the clue for you, I guess, would be it's going to be a very hands-on kind of project, and the result for our kids will be very, very hands-on.
Good deal. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Well, Friday night, we're playing Northeast, and that's going to be foundation night at the football game. Cheer Chicks are going to be there, so if you want to see about 300, I think it's third grade, girls get out there and do their cheers.
Oh, sure.
Jen, I'm going to be working the concession stand.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun with those Cheer Chicks. Blow pops, dots. Yeah. Laffy Taffy.
It'll be a great night. So we'll be out there doing some raffles and introducing the foundation board at halftime. I think we're going to even try to get a halftime contest for either $100 or $50. Not sure which we can get right now for somebody to in a drawing to kick an extra point.
There we go.
And if they can make the extra point, they're going to get a $100 gift card.
I can do that.
So, yeah.
My toe just broke.
And this is also, we're getting ready to announce more of the activities we're going to be doing this next year. It'll be our 20th anniversary for the Fairmount Public School Foundation. We were founded in 2003. We've done a lot of great things for the district and the community, and this next year will be the 20th anniversary.
Yeah. If someone's interested, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me at 3027. That's where you want to call me. Or 3008 will also get my extension as well. And certainly you can get on the website and do it to our link there with the Fairmount Tiger website. Find the foundation link there and send us a little bit of cash.
There we go.
Give us an idea of some things you'd like us to do for you. We're happy to help out.
All right. Before you go, are you going to share any of your football memories from high school?
Just getting hit.
Just getting hit.
Getting hit.
Okay. Thank you. That brings Scott Jensen back to the mic. Former football player and no?
A little bit.
Yeah, little bit.
I was at Kearney High back in the day, but they're better than when we were there.
Anyway. Well, you have a football player in the family, so you don't really need to remember your memories, right?
That's true. We're actually heading out there to watch them Thursday night.
Oh,
so that
nice.
Should be fun. Yeah.
That'd be good. Good deal.
Yeah, just want to really thank these kids for coming in on their day off. You know, it just tells a lot about what they are as people to help represent the school and talk about the good things going on. We wish the girls good luck Thursday in Lincoln at Highlands. And the guys, if you get a chance Friday night, 7 p.m. over here at Heatham, it's going to be a great game, and it'll be good weather. Supposed to be mid-80s and probably a perfect night to come out and watch a football game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you haven't been to a high school football game, this would be a good night to come out. That's
would
for sure.
Would be a great week to come out.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, guys and gals, for coming in.